Episode 1050, Less Fret, More Forgiveness.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Welcome back to the real world. You survived Black Friday shopping, and now it's just kind of a chill out time away from the family. Take a deep breath as we rejuvenate our way to build our relationship. It's Relationship Builders Day. Less fret, more forgiveness. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I got to tell you, not anyone will be able to fulfill all of your needs. Instead of trying to put someone in that impossible position, because we all do it, we all try to put our spouses up on the pedestal. They will take care of me forever. They're my knight in shining armor. They're my princess. They're my prince charming. Whatever it is, you think they can do everything for you. No failures. And then all of a sudden, it's failure after failure after failure. Remember, less fret, more forgiveness. We drove back home from our family Thanksgiving. I am a little tired. I bet you are too. Maybe you need to take a little nap after listening because you'll want to stay tuned to this and listen all the way through. You're going to get a good strategy here for less fret and more forgiveness. As we were driving back, I thought, whew, we survived. We survived the small jabs to the heart, the silent, short tone of voice, and the daggers from the eyes. When we stop long enough to breathe and break away from the busyness, keeping score of who said what to whom and who hurt someone's feelings first becomes a piece of cake. It's our focus, and it's magnified over our vacation time, our holidays. Any time that we give space, quiet time, when we want to sit here and calculate, oh, did something wrong, check mark, oh, there's another one, oh, did you hear that? We're just checking it off, keeping score. Next thing you know, it's 300 to 22. There's no way, no way that your spouse is going to win the game. Well, holidays should be relaxing, shouldn't they? I mean, that's why we all take a vacation, we take a break, is they should be relaxing and a time for reconnecting. Thanksgiving is all about family, coming together, food, and fellowship. But instead, you throw each other under the bus and see who can squirm their way out of it first. Unfair? Very unfair. Of course it's unfair. God didn't create seasons for us to compare one against the other. Seasons give us the time to grow in gratitude and in love. It switches things up. It draws our attention away from the old and into the new. Look at fall, autumn, whatever you call the change of season where it becomes slightly cooler than summertime, but not so cool that things can freeze. But what happens? Oh, the time shifts a little bit and leaves begin to change color. And it gets colder and colder and colder. You see those colors, those changing, the shift in light and darkness, how long our days, how short our nights are, or vice versa. You know what I mean. All of that is the opportunity to renew us. That's what seasons do for us. It renews us. Isn't that the reason why we take a vacation? Isn't that the reason why we even have holidays? It gives us all a moment of what? Time out. If you're playing football, okay, I've watched a lot of football lately. Actually, I got to say, I haven't watched a lot of football. I've listened to a lot of it because I've been driving. I've been out and about running errands and, you know, going to my family's. And so it's just easier to listen. So you think about the football games and the coach calls, time out. Why do you have a time out? A break. What, to reconnect, to check, okay, are we doing the right play? Are we doing what we're supposed to be doing in the game of life? That's why we have these breaks, these getaways, these vacations. Holidays change, and with that change, so does the opportunities. Opportunities allow you to come closer together. It's when we let our own fears control our reactions that the scoreboard highlights our mistakes and failures. Yep, we're back to 320 to 26. What score are you on the scoreboard? Are you the home or are you the visitor? Because that's what we're doing. In order for your relationship to strengthen at the core and secure a stronger foundation, you must respond with less fret, more forgiveness. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Less fret, more forgiveness. How many times? Okay, I can think of probably off the top of my head at least 10 times in the past 48 hours that I have probably fretted over something regarding my husband. Now, I am being honest, and I expect the same from you. That's the only way to grow deeper together as a couple. We got to be vulnerable. We got to be able to show our weaknesses, own them, and make changes. And at the same time, it's not just about our weaknesses, but it's how we love on others, how we grow our relationship together. You can't do that if you're fretting over everything. Oh, but I fret. I do. I don't fret like a worry fret. It's like, oh, come on, dude. Why didn't you get that? How many times have we done this? We've been together 24 years. We've been married 24 years. It's coming up to 25. You think you would have it. Yes, you know you have those thoughts. You're going, yep, been there. Mm-hmm. But what do? You stay right there in that zone. You don't take a time out. You don't say, whoa, less fret, more forgiveness. You got to regroup. You got to have a time out. So let's break it down in this timeout section. Less fret, more forgiveness. Number one, drop the scorecard. Stop keeping track of everything done wrong. We do it. Sin is attractive. I get it. Failures are like, oh, I can remember that. Think back. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when I ask you this question? What did you love most about your high school? Okay, you had to think there. Because number one, I said high school, and you're like, I've got to go back that many years? Yes, I know, I was taking you back. But most of it, when we hit something, a place and time in our life, it's not the good, it's the, you're right, it's the bad. So you got to drop the scorecard. We don't need the negative to be attractive any longer. Stop keeping track of everything done wrong. Bury the criticism. There is a time and place for constructive criticism, but that's for another episode. We're talking about holidays. We're talking about renewing and coming together as what? A team. This is our time out in life. It's time to reconnect, so drop the scorecard. It's no longer 347 to 32. Drop the scorecard. It's 0-0. You're in a level playing field. There is no scorecard. Once when you do that, number two, you have to focus on potential. Believe it or not, your spouse, your sweetheart, your hubby-dubby, your whatever you call, the man of your dreams, the wife of your dreams, you have to focus on their potential. We all got it. You got to see the good, not the shortcomings. If you had the choice between a rock that wasn't all shiny and a diamond, and you looked at it and there was some maybe in that rock, it looked, well, kind of like green specks, maybe some blue specks coming through, and it wasn't polished. But then you had this diamond. And this diamond just, whoa, wow, this is awesome. This is cool. I want the sparkles. We're attracted to that. When you think about it, though, when you're attracted to just what you see, the negative, because it stands out more than anything, you might be missing on what's underneath. You take that rock that hadn't been polished and has been beaten up a little bit and used, and there's some blue and green stuff in it, and you begin to love on it. You begin to, you know, take it and polish some of that dirt and build up away. And what you find underneath is a 10-carat emerald. Oh, the diamond is no good anymore, but here you were ready to leave everything that you had for this diamond, yet you had the emerald. How are you living your life? Are you focused on what you think you have, what you see right now all the time, which is the negative? You're attracted to that. You got to focus on the potential. See the good, not the shortcomings. It's not easy, but you can do it. And number three, forgive to love more. It's less fret, more forgiveness, right? So when you forgive, you can love more. You want your relationship to deepen. You want that marriage to sizzle. Most of the time, it's not always going to sizzle because life isn't perfect. Never will be. But you have to forgive to love more. Love them where they're at. We finally came home and we drove two cars because my hubby came up from the south, met us in the middle, and I came down from the north because we went over to my mom's. And it was great. The whole family was there. We had a wonderful time. And it was just really a time that we just needed as a family to chill out. We didn't have any deadlines. We didn't have to be at anybody else's family gatherings. It was just our immediate family. And in past, oh, probably the past two or three, it was more of, oh, we're going to go here. So we'd have like two Thanksgivings within a 26-hour period. And that can be exhausting. I love it. We love our family. We are so close. And I love that, you know, fourth and fifth and sixth cousins come together. It's awesome. But sometimes you need just that immediate connection. And so we had that over the Thanksgiving holiday. And so we finally, you know, we drove home, two separate cars, and had to take my daughter to work because she had to go to work yesterday afternoon. And she's like, oh, Mom, do I really have to go to work? Yes, you have to go to work. She knew she did. She just wanted my confirmation. And so I get home, my husband and the boys, they're already home and they've already unloaded. And I come in and all of a sudden he hears a tone in my voice. And he goes, you may not realize it or not, but you've just been crabby. You've just been crabby. And I'm like, I'm not crabby. He goes, you're crabby. And he was telling me to be sweet about it. He wanted to see the potential in me, but he knew he had to alert me to, hello, red flag, you're having issues right now. It wasn't bad issues. It was just, I was tired. I'd had two long sleepless nights because the puppy dog, oh yes, we took the puppy dog with us. Yeah, that should be for another episode. Neither Casey, which is my mom's dog, and my dog, Rhino, you know, the English bulldog, neither of them slept much, which means I didn't sleep much and neither did my mom. And so we were a little bit tired. So I'm sure after driving, coming back, less than 48 hours, we're on the road twice, it just was beginning to get to me. And he heard it before I recognized it. Now I could have stepped back and said, oh no. And I did at first. I said, I'm not crabby. I am not crabby. You're crabby. Stop being crabby. And he's like, well, I just want to tell you, but I love you. You see, he focused on the potential and he forgave me in the moment, but he also warned me and said, you know, this is the rabbit trail you're headed down. And I know you don't want to go there. And I love you enough. I'm forgiving you, but I need you to recognize this. Don't flush your marriage down the drain. Forgive to love more. We're so quick to be right. We're so quick to point out each other's flaws. Guess what? We all have them. We're all messed up. Celebrate it. Okay, maybe not exactly like that. That sounded probably a little strange. I know, but I want to lighten things a little bit because we are so busy. We are so distracted. And your marriage is going to suffer if you don't begin to forgive to love more. Less fret, more forgiveness. It's not easy to do. I know. I have been down that road. My marriage totally failed. I mean, it did. And God reconciled us. It was both of our doings together with Him. He changed the two of us so we could become one again. But it took work on both of our parts. And do we have it perfect yet? Of course we do not. but we are learning and utilizing the tools and strategies. And it's times like these that I want to come beside you and help you in your walk, in your journey, in your marriage, in your relationship. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. You can think of it as Happy Thanksgiving or Merry Christmas. Either way, whichever side of the spectrum you're on. I mean, it is after Thanksgiving, so we might as well be saying Merry Christmas. That's the way I think of it. But click on that link. A little form will pop up. I have a free coaching call for you. It's a chance for you and I to chat specific to your situation. It is free. There's no charge. We're not even going to talk about what you can purchase from me or how I can coach. None of that. I want you to experience being coached and how empowering it is and how life-changing it is. So click on that link. Give yourself the opportunity. Less fret, more forgiveness. Life isn't easy, but it can sure be a lot of fun. Think of it as a sale, but it's a heavenly sale. God wants to bless your marriage. But you've got to be willing to not flush your marriage down the drain. Less fret, more forgiveness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.